driverless cars will soon hit our streets. You jump into a car, tell it where you want to go, then sit back and let a computer take control. It seems like a dream in the future. It isn't. In many ways, such driverless cars are already with us. There is partial automation in many cars, such as intelligent braking, lane departure warning, and automatic parking. The systems are there so that cars can pretty much drive themselves. No one noticed the introduction of cruise control. We've got collision avoidance, and we'll soon have automatic lane change. Improving this technology should make the roads safer. Machines are much better at following rules than humans. Road signs advise drivers to slow down to avoid creating jams. They are often ignored by drivers. But it won't happen to a computer. Driverless cars could also choose the best route to avoid traffic jams. Fewer jams will mean less stop-start driving. Maintaining smooth and constant speeds will improve fuel efficiency. Computers could also be programmed to take the greenest route rather than the fastest one. Under computer control, cars could also travel much closer together. They can effectively slipstream one another and use less fuel to move themselves forward. They can even form multi-car trains going at high speeds. However, with driverless cars on the roads, there will be potential trust issues between people and machines. We could therefore see guardrails back on the sides of roads. This would be a backward step.